Sixth week, sixth day, from under the sheltering wings. When I was a boy raising chickens, I would place 13 eggs under our hen, and 21 days later, about 12 of them would be transformed into lively, happy, chirping chicks. I didn't have to do anything to help the hen. I just turned the whole job over to her. Since then, it has come to me that we should be able to put at least as much trust in God as I put in that bitty hen. And when we do, let me tell you what can happen. Suppose you take a piece of paper and draw 13 eggs. Write on each one the name of a person you want to pray for, or a problem you want to pray about. Then open your old family Bible to Psalm 91 and lay the entire setting of prayer eggs between its pages. Place the Bible back upon the shelf and mark on the calendar the date 3 weeks ahead when you can look for the hatched brood. But until that day, do not peek for answers to your prayers. Just look forward expectantly and happily, and when the 3 weeks have passed, take out the shells and see what they contain. Of course, you may find one or two have not hatched. There are two reasons for failures in prayer answers and egg hatchings. If there is even a little rottenness, vanity, jealousy, greed, or desire to escape from reality, or if you pull them out from the sheltering warmth of the wings of the Almighty in the secret place of the Most High, they will have missed some of the warm love they needed to come to birth. But even those lively, downy little answers to your prayers will have to be gently nourished. They cannot crow and cackle and lay eggs the very first day. Place them now into the incubator of Luke 13, and let Jesus brood over the little fledglings in his loving way. Then see how they grow and spread their wings. Lynn Clark's choice of scripture for today is from the book of Luke, chapter 13, verse 34. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how often would I gathered your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you would not.